Since 2009, the government and the European Union, EU, have been engaged in a partnership to transform sugar-dependent areas around the country through a range of far-reaching social development projects. Projects are implemented by the Sugar Transformation Unit in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Stay tuned to hear how one sports complex in Licence St. Thomas is becoming the catalyst for community renewal. Few activities have the power to bring people together like sports. Just one ball on the field of play has the power to create bonds of understanding and friendship between players in ways the spoken word is simply unable to accomplish. So when the EU received a proposal in 2014 to transform a community play field mostly occupied by cows and goats into a proper sports complex in Licence St. Thomas, it wasn't hesitant in granting approval.
We got an overlay of the play field because it had some large cracks. Well, we still have them, but not as bad as before. It was fenced. The play field here was fenced off. The entire complex was fenced, so we're more secure. We were playing with the animals, the cows and the goats, you know, so we had to be cleaning up very often. Now that's a thing of the past, because the place is secure.
Chairman of the Managing Committee for the Licensed Sports Pavilion, William Cushney. Buildings on the property used by various sports teams also got a facelift under the $32 million renovation project.
We had a building which was destroyed. Well, the roof was destroyed by one of the, I don't remember which hurricane, but it was some years ago. And we really needed to renovate and upgrade the facilities, properly fence and so on. So the EU came in to do all of that for us, and even more because we didn't have a hard court at the time. And now we are blessed with a hard court for, well, three sports: netball, volleyball, and lawn tennis.
The roof upgraded from zinc to slab, and the kitchen area was added to the facility. Special focus was also placed on facilitating access for persons with disabilities.
We didn't have the kind of sanitary convenience that we have now. You have a special, well, it has ramp, you know, to accommodate person with physical disability. And now we have a bathroom facility specifically for the physically challenged.
With a better field to play on, schools in the community regularly use the licensed sports complex for physical education classes and sports day activities. It has also created opportunities for revenue generation through the staging of community recreational and sporting events.
The schools from the area use it for their track and field. We have a jerk festival coming up in July. We have this church group that comes on an annual basis from US. They have a camp, 3-day camp. Well, expose the youth to baseball and some other games, you know.
The field is also a venue for the annual Social Development Commission, SDC, community cricket competition, as well as end-of-round football competitions by the St. Thomas Football Association. The next step in the long-term plan for the licensed sports complex is the addition of a community center.
What we're trying to do right now, we're trying to do something else, and that is to create a homework center for the kids within the community. We are having a challenge though, getting the furniture. We are pursuing some decks and chairs through Food for the Poor and through the Member of Parliament.
The work continues, Mr. Cushney says, to get residents to take true ownership of the facility and devise even more innovative ways in which it can serve the community. But for now, the residents are glad to have a facility where they can play in comfort and peace. Just ask footballer Hovar Brown.
It's good, man. It's good for development in our community, man.
The European Union has provided 150 million euros, or more than $22 billion in budgetary support, for the transformation of sugar-dependent areas under the accompanying Measures for Sugar Protocol, AMSP. This has enabled implementation of over 200 socioeconomic and infrastructural projects in sugar-dependent areas. These include upgrades to electrical and water supply systems, rehabilitation of roads, construction and upgrade of libraries, upgrade of hospitals, health centers, basic, primary and high schools, and the provision of furniture and books to these health and educational facilities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.